This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. And one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
B. Mitch and Finley, 106.7 The Fan. We are excited to jump on the Rude Guest Hotline. Welcome in our friend, Mr. Sam Cosmi, for our weekly Paisanos Players Chat. Of course, Sam is the starting right guard for the Washington Commanders. Do we hear baby boy in the background?
Yeah, man. Yeah, sorry. Yeah, he's sleeping right now, so he might make a couple noises here and there, but yeah, he's knocked out.
That's fine. You know me, I'll do my best to be quiet, but it's not exactly my strength.
You have no strength at all doing that.
There's obviously plenty for us to discuss, but I want to start with the important stuff. Baby boy and mom, everybody's happy, healthy, big sister.
Yeah, everybody's great right now. Baby sister is unfazed, which is awesome. Mama's doing really good. So it's a good household right now. So I'm really happy everybody's healthy and doing really good. So I appreciate you asking me that.
Love to hear that. And then I wanted to congratulate you. Yesterday you were named the Good Guy Award winner, the Washington player that's best at dealing with the media. I'm a voter in that. You had my vote. Even as you were coming back from the injury in the first half of the season, you were always really helpful with us. So thank you for your professionalism and congratulations.
Of course. I mean, you know, for me, it's awesome because it's like I've been runner-up, I think, 2 years in a row now. So it's nice to win this year. But, you know, I appreciate the fact that you guys do that. And, you know, at the end of the day, I know you guys have to do a job. And why not help you guys do that job? So I don't want to be a deterrent towards you guys. And at the end of the day, we're all people. And we're all trying to get to a common goal of, you know, just doing our jobs. And I appreciate you guys and respect you guys. And I appreciate you guys giving me that award. So it meant a lot to me.
I know you could deal with J.P. Finley a little bit less.
well, to that point, and B, you know.
Especially when he got that little raspy voice. Let me ask you a question.
Well, to that point, Sam, where your locker is in the locker room is right in the middle of where all the media hangs out. So you're kind of stuck with us. Are you still putting in a request to get to one of the corners of the room?
You know, I am. I'm not gonna lie. I appreciate you guys, like I said, but I also like my privacy as well. So it's just, you know, it's like right smack in the middle of you guys.
Right in the middle, yeah.
Right in the middle of everything. So, but you know, I'll keep Josh right there with you guys. So I know he, he needs all the work you can get with the interviews and everything like that. So, He'll be right there with you guys.
Yeah, Connerly for a rook was very good with us. Honestly, Connerly.
Yeah, he was.
Connerly, Bill, Jalen Lane, like those were all polished dudes. I was impressed with all those guys. All right, well, you said we have a job to do, so let's talk about the news of the day. The news emerged within the last hour, I'd say, that offensive coordinator Cliff Kingsbury will not be back with the Commanders. I'm curious, just your reaction to the news.
I mean, I don't really know. I understand. At the same time, I'm kind of like, you know, it's, you know, this type of season that you have, normally somebody, you know, gets cut, gets the boot. So, you know, whatever the decisions they decided to make up front is up to them. So all I can do is just be like, okay, I gotcha. What's next?
Yep.
He's coming in. You know, what's the new playbook? So, but I mean, Cliff as a person is a phenomenal person. Really respect him as who he is. You know, I one thing I did appreciate the most was when it came to being able to, you know, talk to the players, do that, being able to get our feedback. You know, he took that in, and you know, not a lot of OCs do that, and that's something I truly appreciated, that, you know, he would listen to us. You know, that speaks about his character and who he is. You know, it's unfortunate of the events that just took place, but, you know, for the most part, I mean, it is business at the end of the day. We have to perform, and it is what it is.
Yeah, I know Jay, when he asked me questions about how do players take it, I feel players look at it, they understand it, and then they say, okay, what do I have to do next? You know what I mean? To just make sure you keep, you stay around, basically.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, at the end of the day, we all have a job to do, and we're all trying to put each other in the best position to win football games. And however they feel fit to do that, and whatever decisions they make. Because, you know, we're just – I always say this. It's like you build relationships throughout the course of seasons and stuff like that, but it's a chess game. We're all pawns, you know, on the board. And some guys have bigger roles than others, and some other guys have different roles. But you know, at the end of the day, you know, it is a high performance game that, you know, we have to perform, and we weren't able to do that this year.
How difficult is it for an offense when, I mean, you joined this team in mid October, I believe. You know, Jaden's in and out, Terry's in and out. Like, how difficult is it for an offense to hit that top gear when you have so much disruption to the personnel on the field?
Yeah, I mean, chemistry goes a long way. I really truly believe that. You know, at the end of the day, I think when you get in those situations, you try to simplify things. I think that's the biggest thing. For me, the way I simplify things is like, hey, the two guys right next to me, how can I affect them? And how can we make each other better? And how can I make my blocks? Mm-hmm. So at the end of the day, everything going around you, you can't control everything. You know, you always hear that saying, control what you can control. And that's what I could control, you know, is myself and the guys next to me, trying to help them be the best versions they could be when I was on the field.
Does it change up the way you prepare or get ready for the off season? You're like, you're going into off season, you know what you were going with. You got the same people coming back. You approach that one way. Now you know new offense possibly. Does it change up things a little bit?
I mean, yeah, we're going to have to learn the new terminology and how the system is and what they like to do. But, you know, this is going to be my fourth offense.
Wow.
In 5 years, going in six now. So, I mean, everything is football's football. You know, they're just some coordinators run certain plays differently than others. But you have inside zone, power counter, pin pull plays. You know, you can go down the line, pass protection, six-man, seven-man play action. They're all the same, you know, for the most part. It's just different terminology, different ways of of IDing things and scheming up things and route concepts and how the style of play, you know, those are all things that, you know, are pretty similar. It's just different terminology and different ways of calling things. So, yeah.
We're talking with our friend Sam Cosmi here on the Rude Guest Hotline. Rude makes the most reliable heating and air conditioning products in the DMV. Sam, kind enough to join us for our weekly Paisanos Players Chat, fed by our friends over at Paisanos. Today and every Tuesday are Community Tuesdays at Paisanos. Nurses, teachers, active duty military, military vets, first responders, everybody gets 25% off your order with the promo code COMMUNITY.
Nice.
It's Paisanos' way of giving back to the individuals who give so much to others. Paisanos is not just pizza, but something for everybody. Order now at paisanospizza.com. Paisanos owes us two, because not only do we have Sam Cosmi, we also have Tate Cosmi. Is this his first radio interview, Sam?
Yes. Yeah. He's right there with me. So yeah, this is his first one for sure. He's knocked out, so he's not getting much out of it. But, yeah.
Hey, listen, I've interviewed a lot of people. He's given us as much as plenty of others. So yesterday, I don't know that a lot of fans understand what kind of the end of the season is, what locker cleanout day is. Can you take folks through, like, when you get to the facility, what the team meeting's like, the exit interviews, and then, you know, finally just clearing out?
Yeah, so typically, I mean, we have our big team meeting, DQ and goes up there and talks to us about the season and just, you know, how appreciative he is of us. And then we kind of go from our OC to our position coaches, exit meetings with our position coaches, you know, kind of just, hey, man, what's your 2 cents about this year? You know, what are the things that we can improve on? What do you think we did great? You know, what can we carry into next season? What do we need to fix for next season? So that's kind of the basis of that right there. But I mean, from a personal level, you know, a lot of those guys that you go out there and go to battle with, the gravity of going in a football game and fighting with the guy next to you, you build relationships like no other, you know, like it's incredible. Of what you're able to do together on that football field. And, you know, the crazy part is that guy might not be here next year. Mm-hmm. You know, those guys that you battle with, it's going to be different every year. So it's cool to build relationships, but you know, the crazy part about this league, it's a revolving door. People always come and go. So you try to build those relationships as best as you can. And, you know, some of those relationships are able to last a lifetime, which is really cool.
Totally. To that effect, I know that you are tight with a lot. The O-line tends to be tight in all locations, right? I know Nick Allegretti and Andrew Wiley are friends of yours. Wiley now, I think, officially becomes a free agent. Nick, you know, there's some question what could happen there with that contract. What are those conversations like on locker cleanout day? And maybe it's not just other O linemen. There's other players. Hell, Debo's locker's what, two down from you? Debo is slated to become a free agent.
Yeah, you know, obviously you try to say bye to everybody. It's not going to be deep conversations as much as, you know, you kind of be the unknown. You know, that, like I said, there's things that you can control and there's things that you can't control. And the business aspect of things is something that you can't. So it's just, you kind of fingers crossed, hope they're here next year, you know. But like, you still keep in contact over the phone and do that. So you don't lose that, you know. So for the most part. So like I said, you just kind of sit back, wait, you know, fingers crossed they're here or not. I don't know. So that's kind of how those conversations kind of go.
It's an interesting time for you guys. So what are you, how are you feeling, by the way? I mean, when you were last on the field, we know you sustained the concussion. Are you feeling good, back to normal, all the symptoms receded and all that?
Yeah, you know, I feel like I am pretty much back to myself. You know, the sleep deprivation right now with the child is The only thing that's kind of been like, oh, is that concussion? Is that not? Is that just because I haven't been sleeping? But for the most part, I feel pretty much back to myself. But yeah, that's how I'm feeling right now for sure.
All right, well,
Sam, our producer wanted to know, like, when he
let Jeffrey. Jeff has his own unique way of asking questions.
I wanted to know that, you know, when Cliff got let go, did y'all have like a text thread or something? Like, did y'all know immediately? Because I know the minute I'm missing work, everyone's in the text message.
To be honest with you, JP told me that this was coming out. I didn't know that this was going down. Like I said, there's a business aspect of things. Like I said, there's a lot. The thing is, there's a lot of guys in my room in particular, or either free agents or have one more year, you know, that's not guaranteed to their contracts. I mean, it's crazy. There's a lot of, I feel like there's going to be a lot of moving parts this next off season. So, it's a very interesting off season, a lot of work that they got to do up in the front office. But yeah, I mean, when things kind of go down like that, you're just like, whoa. So I don't think, I'm sure there's guys right now that don't know that's happened yet.
Yeah.
So,
yeah. I asked somebody a question and they never responded back. So they probably didn't know.
I guarantee you they didn't know, you know.
Yeah.
Would you, in hindsight now, over the last month or so, just between team meetings and walking around the building, would you have guessed that, like, I'm not to put you in a position, but the Joe Witt news, Joe Witt has also departed, right? But when DQ kind of takes back the defensive reins halfway through the season, that's not much of a surprise. With Cliff, was there anything over the last month or anything that might have tipped you off, or when you look back on it, like, oh, you know, I kind of saw that?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. From roof repair to emergency plumbing and more, done well. So the next time you have a home project, leave it to the pros. Get started at Angie.com.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit NationalDebtRelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit NationalDebtRelief.com. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.
JP,
you hear me? I'm sorry. Uh-oh.
Don't know him.
I'm going to throw Sam on hold, see if you got him there, Jeff. But I definitely think There are players that are like really locked in.
Some players don't pay attention to the other stuff.
I think especially when you got a 10-day-old baby in the house or whatever. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's an interesting time. If we don't get Sam back, really appreciate his time because that's not the easiest
situation. But like if you listen to Sam, Sam was very much like I was when I was playing. Like, I didn't care about much but my teammates, do my job, go home. And the guys that I was cool with, I didn't have to say bye to them. I'm going to be dealing with them the whole offseason anyway. You know what I mean? And I was like that all the time. So on the locker clean-out day, I walk in, and I normally like, what up? Because I'm going to be right back in a month. I ain't cleaned all that trash out.
Right.
You know, and I kept mine relatively clean. But you, when you're cool with somebody, whether they go to another team or not, you all going to stay in contact.
Well, and I also think it's interesting. I love talking to O-linemen because I think they have, in a really complicated game, perhaps the best understanding of what their job is, how to do their job, and how to move forward. And I think for a dude like Cosmi, that's the focus. I wonder if other guys are more aware and maybe younger players are paying more attention to what's happening in the media, those sorts of things.
Young players need to pay attention to what they need to do. Then they'll be a lot better, a lot quicker.
You're right. It's just, some of it is just all good. I think Sam might be trying to call us back, but I think something weird is happening with the phones. Shocker. seriously, though, appreciate him making time for us on what is an awkward kind of conversation to have. If you're just tuning in, just getting in your car, Cliff Kingsbury is out from the Washington organization.
Mutually agreed to depart ways.
I do think between Dan and Cliff, I know they had a meeting. I believe that was a...
He's trying to call back, Landfill. Do you want to just try to call him?
I think, you know, I think in a lot of ways, those two probably have a lot of respect for each other and want to see everything work out for the best.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Which doesn't mean that that conversation is any better or worse.
Nah.
I think it still just kind of sucks. Real.
They said they agreed to part ways. What if Cliff has already an idea where he's about to go? Hey, man, go on. Let's just do this right now because I'm going to be leaving to go to this spot.
I think Cliff has a real shot at Tennessee and maybe New York. I think Sam has called us back. Sam,
I saw something about Vegas.
Sam, can you hear us, bro?
I'm back.
Okay.
What's up, Sam?
Well, thank you for calling back.
No problem.
The last question I was asking is, I don't know if you heard me, but, you know, when the change was made, you know, roughly midway through the season with Joe Witt, I don't think there's much of a surprise that Joe Witt's not going to be part of the organization going forward. With Cliff, it's more of a surprise. In hindsight, looking back over the last month or anything, was there anything you now look back on and you're like, oh, that's kind of interesting?
To be honest with you, not really. I went in the exit meetings kind of like talking about like how can we, you know, some of the things that we can improve on the offense, you know, thinking like, hey, we're going to move ahead for next season. So for me, there was no indicators that they were going to make this move. So I didn't know it was going to happen.
Yeah. What for you are the best ways for this offense to get better next year?
So for me, I think what's crucial is for us to really establish an identity, especially in the run game. I think we showed a lot of potential this last season, and I think there's a lot of things that I think for me, if we're able to key some of the key pieces in the O-line, that we're going to be probably one of the best O-lines in the NFL. And I felt like we were this last season. If they can rely on us in the run game, especially, I think there's some things that we can do that's really special in that category. Like I said, once you establish a run, it opens up so much more play action, and when you have to go drop back pass, you do. But I really want to establish the identity of the run. Like, who are we? You know, that was the biggest thing that, like, I felt that we could have definitely improved on going into next season. You know, you know, whatever. I just want to me personally slow down a little bit with the offense, just to dissect the little things better when it came to on the field. You know, but I mean, it's going to be different now. So, yeah. But still in the run game, I still want to have that identity. That's the biggest thing for me.
Absolutely. Two last things for me. A guy like Josh Connerly, a rookie who's able to play every snap of the season, which is really, really impressive.
Rare.
What kind of jump do you see him making next year?
I think a huge jump. I mean, the first year of being a rookie, man, I remember my rookie year, and it just, like, you're just trying to figure out everything, you know? And I think as the year went on, he just kept on improving and improving and improving, you know? Like, the caliber of players, like, you know, it's either fight or flight, you know? Like, and he was going against some, you know, guys off the edge that were just dogs, you know?
Yes.
And he's been battle-tested now, you know? So I think the beautiful part about that, there's such a big jump from year one to year two, and I'm excited to see him put to work this offseason and really improve, just and key in on the things that he needs to work on. I think he knows that, you know, and I think he's going to go train with Laramie, which I think is going to be a great thing. And I told him, hey, man, when you're in town, you're working with me, you know? Yeah. So I'm excited to see what, you know, he has in store for this offseason.
AP made clear he's going to try to get a new deal done with Laramie. I can guess what those numbers will look like. Do you think Laramie needs to pick up the first lineman's dinner next season?
Yeah, it's going to be insane. I mean, props to me. He's literally, he's a freak, and he deserves it. And he's a great person. And it's going to be just like, you know, I know we've been talking a lot about Cliff, but Cliff said in an interview he's gonna make a lot of money.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, last, yeah. You got to make some picks. College football Final Four, Oregon, Indiana. That is Friday night. Who do you like?
I'm going with Indiana, man. That's the story of the whole season. I like the way they run the program and their head coach. I know Josh is not going to like that and Marcus, but I have no ties to Indiana at all. So, not at all. So, for me, it's like, would I ever think a school like Indiana be in the position they are in right now? No. So I love it. I'm going for them.
All right. And then Ole Miss, Miami. Who you got?
There you go.
Ooh. I'll go Ole Miss just because of I don't like what happened with their head coach. I think you battle with guys for a whole year. You do what you do. You don't just leave them, you know.
Yeah,
that's how I view that. I think that's just kind of messed up. So for them to still be in the position they're in and them still battling and not wavering from that, I think it's huge. I'm going to go with Ole Miss.
And then it sounds like in the final you're taking the Hoosiers.
You know, I'm going to let fate decide that one. I don't know who to go for there. Because there's kind of two teams that – you would not expect to be in the position they're in right now. So, I'm going for both. So whatever happens, I'm biased.
Hey man, you calling back? That's why you're the good guy. Appreciate the time.
Appreciate you, Sam, man.
Of course. Appreciate you guys.
All right, brother.
That's our guy Sam Cosmi. You can give him a follow at Sam Cosmi on Twitter and Instagram. One of the good ones right there. Appreciate him making time. That's cool, too, that Connerly's going to go stay with Tunsil, train with him, and then when he is in town, train with Cosmi.
Yeah, the young guy needs to figure out a way to get it right.
Yep. Cosmi joining us for his weekly Paisanos Player Chat, fed by our friends at Paisanos. Today and every Tuesday are Community Tuesdays. Nurses, teachers, active duty military vets, and first responders get 25% off your order with the promo code Community. Check them out now at paisanospizza.com. It's not just pizza, but something for everyone. Hey, it's JP Finley, and you've heard me and B talk a lot about the great work we've had with Paul Henry's window installation. I actually want to call Paul because he put new windows and new doors all over my house, and it's kept our house so much more cozy in the winter. You don't have that cold air leaking in, the warm air leaking out. I wonder if he does regular doors, because I want to put a new door.
He does, JP.
I want to put a new door on my bathroom so my daughter will not open the door while I'm brushing my teeth, because it's her favorite game, and I want to change it.
Yeah, he does all kinds of doors.
All right, Paul, I'm calling you. Seriously, he's done tremendous work for me. He's done tremendous work for B. And if you call now, this month, you get $100 off each window with a 5-window minimum and $500 off each door.
Well, you should have just came to my house, JP. Paul does all types of doors, sliding doors, all glass. He can do wood doors for you. He can do the metal doors. Anything that you need, Paul can do it. He did all my doors. He did my windows. Also, he did my pergola, which I now just use it as a place where I do all my cooking because I don't like the sun beaming down on this big bald head of mine. So you can call Paul right now to receive $100 off each window with the 5-window minimum and $500 off each door. Contact Paul Henry's Window Installation today and tell him B. Mitch and Finley sent you. PaulHenry'sWindows.com, your clear home improvement choice.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try assemble and bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. From roof repair to emergency plumbing and more, done well. So the next time you have a home project, leave it to the pros. Get started at Angie.com.
Ah, DSW, Earth Place of the Humble Brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit NationalDebtRelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit NationalDebtRelief.com. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.
And Daboll? Be an interesting option. I think tomorrow maybe we have some time to react, reflect, come up with some ideas for who could get this offensive coordinator job now that we know Cliff Kingsbury ain't it. Very curious if Cliff, we know he's going to get interviews, period. Very curious if he gets a head coaching job. I'm curious if they look internally, if Brian Johnson gets a chance at this, maybe David Blau makes a big jump. Anthony Lynn is a former head coach that's on this staff. A lot of interesting things, man. Here's what we know. Both coordinators are gone. They lost their quarterback's coach. Probably more turnover coming. After year one, everybody talked about how remarkable it was that there was no turnover. This year, there's a lot coming. You've already lost your two coordinators, which is huge.
30 free agents.
30 free agents. There's a lot coming.
So it's like, you know, sometimes, listen, bro, change is inevitable. Especially if you're trying to get to the top, you're going to have to make tough decisions. Some people are going to be unhappy. But you don't stay stagnant and go to the top.
No.
So.
Well, and now all of a sudden you need a lot to change. You know what I mean? Like, you go 5-12, you don't have a ton of draft picks. Will you spend a lot of money? Do you want to spend a lot of money? Not that you're scared of spending, just that is that always the right way to get things done?
It may
not
be the right thing to do to spend everything. Because if you get some legitimate pieces at certain positions, you're going to make other people play better or look better. And then you can, the next time, Bill, because this is not a one-year thing. It's not going to be a one-year fix. 1 year may make you better, but then next year you get even better. You constantly improve this thing. And eventually you get to the point where when you have the team, the Eagles won the Super Bowl last year, right?
Yes.
Did they stay stagnant or did they go get some more players?
They also lost their OC.
Yeah, but they went and got some more players too. So the whole thing about it is you have to try and figure out a way to always feel that you got to improve something, because what can happen, you can get complacent and start saying, oh, we're there. If you say you're there, guess what?
You're not.
Tomorrow, there has that left for you now.
Yeah.
The other team is trying to go beyond that. So you got to always have some mindset of, we have to improve.
Shout out to our friend Lauren Ricketts. She is listening to the program. She's particularly fond of...
Call her the Rick Star.
Of Lampfield's bumper music. She loved the Pixies coming in for Cosme, and then that little dash of Enter Sandman we got. Also, B, I don't know if you know this, congrats to the Ricketts. They are expecting a baby boy.
Oh, good.
Maybe he'll play football.
Little B, like Mitch. B. Call him Little B.
Yeah, call him Little B.
Yeah.
Kurt in Ashburn's been on hold for some time. What's up, Kurt?
Hi, folks.
How you doing, man?
As far as adjustments, I remember reading that, and I go back to Gibbs release one, every game. Joe Gibbs came up with an offensive plan that they had never used before, so there was no way the opposition could scout him. And I'm sure Brian can speak to this better. And an example of this is in the 1982 playoff game with Dallas for the NFC Championship, the first time the Redskins came out, instead of two tight ends, they had three wide receivers, and Ernie Stotner, the defensive coach for Dallas, slammed his clipboard down the ground and said, damn it, I spent all week preparing for the three tight end offense. That's the kind of stuff I love to hear. That's the
weak
stuff we need.
Yep. I listen, man, I think it's, and you heard me tell you about the stories, Jay, where Coach Gibbs would practice the adjustments because he knew what they were going to be looking for. And I will speak to him blue in the face. You have to scout yourself to find out what you're giving off to other teams to be able to circumvent what they try to do to you. Because if you only look at the other team, you don't really know what the hell they're trying to stop. You know what I mean?
Sure.
Because I think every player, no matter what position, you do something before the snap of the football. And if you do the same thing every time it's a run, same thing every time it's a pass, same thing every time you got to do like a draw play, that guy on the other side going to say, oh, I got you. But if you figure that out, you can start to give him that thing that you do when you're about to run a run. But you run a pass. You know, you can adjust some things. And I think coaches and players, that can help them all out.
Yeah, I don't think we need to look at today as some sort of debilitating step for the future of the organization. But I do think there are questions about where the organization's at and then where does that put the next couple of days, where this is going. Like, now you've got Jaden having to learn a new system. Last year, we talked about the continuity, the way they built that room for him.
Mm-hmm.
Is Marcus going to be back? Like, there's a zillion now. If Kliff gets a head coach, do you think he would probably want to try to bring Marcus with him?
I said that yesterday.
Yeah, depending where that goes.
But that's a lot of what they're going to have to do is stuff that you do every offseason anyway. Now, it's about learning a new offense. Now, I would say if you want to keep something consistent, you can go with some phase of what they've had. And if you got somebody in-house, if you want to do, you could just add some different nuances to it. If you come with a completely different guy with a totally new system or a totally different system, I believe the quarterback you have is the guy to have for it. Because one thing about him, he's all about football. You know, so whoever the new coordinator in, who comes in, I think that new coordinator is going to have to get on board, because your quarterback likes to show up at 4:45, 5 o'clock in the morning and do stuff. And if I'm a coach, I want that quarterback. Because if we got to get this thing installed and figure it out, hell, I know you're going to be there. So I'll have to say, hey, babe, you married, you got your girl. I'm going to have to leave at 4 something in the morning because this dude here is a maniac.
Absolutely.
So got to get out of there.
Absolutely. We're going to take a quick break. Grant and Danny coming on at 2. Busy day in the Washington Commanders universe. Nobody go anywhere. Be Mitch and Finley. Line coach, tight ends coach David Rye, I continue to believe is a rising star across the league. From a defensive side of the football, who could be defensive coordinator? I feel like there's probably fewer guys just because, you know, the most equipped person would be Dan Quinn.
Mm-hmm.
I think that will go outside of the organization, but you've got, I mean, is there a lot Ken Norton Jr. doesn't know about football? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I don't think they would turn it over to him, but it'd be interesting. Jason Simmons is a guy I know you like.
Has Ken ever been at a DC?
I'll try to pull it real quick. Sometimes it's harder to find that info in a hurry. You know, you've got guys like Pagano and Donatell that have been around the game their whole life. My guess is both come from outside of the organization, but you never know. Ken has been a DC. I'm sure I have this right. Yeah, Ken has been DC for the Raiders back when they were playing in Oakland, and he was DC of the Seahawks after Quinn left, and it was still Pete Carroll. Ken Norton was the defensive coordinator there. Quinn actually probably left earlier, but Ken Norton served as defensive coordinator under Pete Carroll with the Seahawks. I still would expect it to come from outside the organization. My guess is we will get, like, I'm almost curious if all right, the betting houses don't have lists yet, but I would expect them soon of leading Vegas contenders to get the Commanders OC and DC jobs. We kind of ran out of time yesterday. I do think we all made picks, but today we're going to do it right. Landfill, let's make some bets, bruh.
Ahala.
Whitest Brian, how'd we do last night?
You won, I won, and I think the Flames won, so Landfill won.
That means Brian lost.
How did he win?
I don't know. Dub B, do you actually have the information?
At Landfill, you lost. The Flames lost.
How did you win, White Brian?
I took the Caps, and the Caps won.
No, White Brian, how did you win?
Yeah, how did
they
you win?
They only lost by one, Illinois State.
Oh, they covered.
Illinois State was supposed to be the team that was favored, wasn't it?
Nah, they were plus 10 Montana and a half. State was had a
one and number. A half.
Oh, either way.
He don't know what he's talking
no,
about.
No, Montana State was favored by 10. Illinois State lost by 2 or whatever.
They come one.
What is this plus 7.5 tonight?
Montana State did not cover.
No, they didn't.
Yeah. Jeff, I hate that you just took the Wiz because I was going to take the Wiz.
I'm going to stay off of that
come
one.
Come on, join your boy, J-Dog.
Who did you take, Jeff? Wiz against who?
The Magic. Hosting the Magic.
7.5?
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to just take them points. Give me the Magic 7.5.
That's all right. I'm going to call you at the end of the game.
I don't care. I'm going to answer the phone. I'm going to talk to you after 2.
I'll leave a 10-minute voice message.
Erase it. It's from Jeff.
I got local hoops tonight. Bulldogging like the Georgetown Hoyas. I got the Hoyas plus 2.5. White Brian? Playing in Chicago? Give me the Hoyas. Landy, you got anything?
I was going to take the Wizards, but now that Jeff's doing that, I'm not going to because he cursed them. I'm going to take the Lakers.
All right. And I'm giving Brian a minute for the patented last second B-Mitch part.
Yeah, I'm going to Cleveland Cavaliers, -6.5.
There you go.
Yeah.
All right, the big news of the day. Cliff Kingsbury out as offensive coordinator and play caller for the Washington Commanders. This is a big reset. Cliff's offense is pretty unique across the league. This means they're going to redo all of that. Then I doubt they're going to bring somebody else in that runs the same system. Sincere thank you to Sam Cosmi for making time for us today on what was a interesting day for him. Thank you to Chris Miller for joining us. You can watch Chris call Wiz Magic tonight on Monumental Sports Network. Grant and Danny coming your way next. I am sure the boys have plenty to discuss. Thanks for listening. You made it this far. I owe you a beer.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. One thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. And for decades, Angie's helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. Get all your jobs done well at Angie.com.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback, I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sophia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.